There are about 37 members of the House of Representatives that have defected to APC. That is the main opposition party in Nigeria. So now you can vividly remember, Peter, the other time when we had an interview, I was drawing the attention of our party, that is the leadership, to compare waiving the offense done by Amaechi, that is the governor of Rivers State, and at the same time looking at the other minor issues so that the PDP would be stronger and stronger. The leadership of our party has not taken a stand on the last time when I made that suggestion. So now the fear is that it's not only the defection of these people, it's the foreseeable consequence if these people later jumped into the Senate and incidentally the Senate president is removed. That is my fear. But their defection, you know, in politics, to lose even one supporter, even an ordinary voter, not to talk of a member of a parliament, you know, it's a great loss. And the PDP as a party certainly is not happy with what has happened. But all the same, we can now say we are making an effort to make a damage control. That is to say, most of the defectors, some of them are second-timers legislators. Some of them are third-timers legislators. But you can agree with me that most of these legislators that have defected have come from the five governors that have already defected to the APC. But the most interesting thing that you can, an urgent thing that one will look is a situation where the provision of the Constitution, Section 65, I think, Section H or so, has made a provision that if a member of a parliament has defected from a party which has no crisis to another party, certainly he will lose his seat. So now there is all possibilities for our party, that is the PDP, to take the issue to court for interpretation of that section. That is what may likely come up. But the general feeling of everybody in the party, right from the president, the national chairman, and all the working committee members, nobody has taken this defection of these members lightly. But the lawyers that assist the party, the PDP, are now working tirelessly to see what step the party will take. But certainly, it is not something which one would be happy about.
The mass defection, some observers say, could derail President Goodluck Jonathan's legislative agenda. How is the PDP reacting to such news?
No, that is not even the issue. The budget of the budget of Nigeria of 2014 has not been passed. It has not even been presented before the Senate and the House of Reps. So now, if this defection is anything to go by, the fear is the presentation of the budget, because you know the budget normally in Nigeria is passed by the two houses of the legislatures. So the fear is if the legislature will go against any of the demand of the president, it will derail the function of the president himself from performing, from reading out his budget for 2014. That is the fear. And then that is an issue. And then the second thing is that the observer's position, the last time when we talked about the conscience of the president was you. I told you categorically that the president has not made his mind whether to contest or not to contest. We have allowed that for him to say it to you. I may say the president is contesting and later he can say I'm not contesting. I may say he's not contesting and say no later I'm contesting. So that is beyond me. I have said it several times, and the best person to say whether president is contesting or not is the president himself or his spokesman, Ruben Abati, or Ahmed Gulag, the political advisor, not myself. But ordinarily, from a simple political calculation, there is a fear of this defection may temper with the function of the government, except the government has moved quickly to do something that will stop this type of thing that is happening in our party. That is
the But the question that most people are asking is that the defection significantly boosts the APC to challenge the PDP in the 2015 general election. Some observers are saying this shows that the PDP could lose the election. What do you say to that?
Well, the point in issue is that, you see, Peter, I always draw your attention into seeing what African politics is all about. We are jumping the gun. I told you the other time, this is the first time of APC as an opposition. This is its first outing. We had a number of elections. Incidentally, their performance was poor. The PDP scored everything round. So now, with the defection and the presentation of the budget of Mr. President, which will certainly come as soon as possible, and then the other legislative functions, it what we can now put our attention to see the political, the unfolding political events in the country. That is the concern of all PDP members now. See that certainly there is a need for an urgent step to be taken by the leadership of the party to see what it can do to stop this kind of happenings in our great party, that is the PDP, which I believe the president is having sleepless nights with the national president, with the national chairman, to see what they can do to stop this type of losing our members, particularly in the National Assembly, where we are having a majority of about 172 before, and we are now turning to have 168, while the opposition has 172 in the House of Reps. That is most unfortunate.